change of your voice when you're feeling sad or you're feeling strange. And don't pine for sweetness at the edge of her domain. And don't call her over to you among the sugar cane. O'clock on the Wild Coast Wake Up, and that's Beatenberg. Don't call her over you to you. And the Jacksons before that asking if you can feel it. It's time for the 7 o'clock news here on Wild Coast Radio. In your top stories this hour, the DA announces the next step to replace BBBEE. Machabela tells the Madlanga Commission there are thousands of firearms in evidence storage, and community activists threaten to shut down homey buildings across SA. The Democratic Alliance says it will today unveil its next step in the fight to replace broad-based black economic empowerment. The economic inclusion with a policy of economic inclusion for all. The party says the event will reveal a tactical device to bring public awareness to the evils of the ANC's alleged abuse of BBBEE for enrichment. The event will be led by the DA Federal Chairperson, Dr. Ivan Meyer. DA Federal Chairperson Helen Ziller and DA Head of Policy Matt Cuthbert, among others. The SAPS Head of Ballistics, Brigadier Meshack Makabela, says there are more than 29,000 firearms implicated in cases that are being kept in storage. Makabela testified before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry yesterday. He told the commission that we are living in a dangerous country. Makabela says the figures speak for themselves. The Eastern Cape government has welcomed the recent deployment of more than 120 additional police vehicles to districts across the province. The vehicles are expected to help strengthen frontline policing and enhance community safety. They will also help improve police visibility ahead of the festive season when crime tends to increase. Premier Oscar Mabuyane believes the vehicles will play a crucial role in resolving mobility challenges that previously affected police operations. The provincial government spokesperson says they remain committed to ensuring all residents feel safe and protected. Community activists are demanding justice for the Dlamini twins and have threatened to shut down the homey building in Durban in KwaZulu-Natal. 7-year-old Apile died and his twin sister Afile remains in a coma after falling four floors down the building's elevator shaft. Hundreds of protesters handed over a memorandum of demands to Homey Lifestyle Management yesterday. They want the building's owners to release the CCTV footage of the accident and reveal all safety processes. The prosecutors say Homey will face a shutdown of all its buildings across the country if it fails to meet their demands. The South African canola industry may be on track for a record-breaking harvest in the 25-26 season. This, according to agricultural economist Wandile Silibo. He cites strong planting, favourable weather and rising export demands as key growth drivers. Silobo says the expected crop will reinforce the country's growing status as a net exporter of canola to Germany and Belgium. He says farmers have expanded canola production from just 17,000 hectares in 1998-99 to more than 164,000 hectares today. The world's oldest serving head of state, Paul Biya, has secured an eighth term as the president of Cameroon. The 92-year-old won the presidential election held on October the 12th with 53.7% of the vote. opposition leader Issa Bakari received 35.2% of the vote. The election results triggered clashes between security forces and opposition supporters yesterday. Reuters reports that Tikoma took to Facebook to reveal that two people were killed near his hometown of Garua. And moving to sports news, South African captain Donovan Ferreira says his side will quicken preparations for next year's 2020 World Cup as they begin a three-match series against Pakistan in Rawalpindi today. The protesters are missing several key players